gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What is up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We're here. It's a Tuesday. And I'm excited about the show. We got a great show today. My guests are incomparable in their own individual and collective rights. And I did something today I never do. I talked to one of my guests and I was like, yo, like, what are we talking about? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it yet. Let's talk about, you know, some stuff, you know, So today is her show. We're going to cover some women's issues. We're going to cover things that matter to the ladies in the world. And I'm excited about that because I am a father of five girls and it matters to me the plight of woman. Some stuff in the news we'll get into in a couple of minutes. Before we do that, we got to get it. We got to talk to our calls for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite humans. She will have a whiskey and a cigar with the best of us. Nice lady, a daddy's girl. Welcome to the show. Miss Tony Neal. Tony, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. I'm happy I'm here. Good morning,
now, everybody. Do you have a full face on?
You know what? I stay ready. So I don't have to get ready.
You know what? I was looking at some of your photos and I was going through your Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And you seem to be you're never caught slipping. You're even even when you're on the balcony, you know, the whole tiny booty thing, I was like, what is she doing?
Listen, I haven't been blessed with a huge backside, so I wanted to celebrate weight loss and tiny booties everywhere.
Well, first of all, you look outstanding. And I think your booty is somewhere between big and small. It's not a tiny booty at all.
We try our best here. We're trying our best.
Speaking of tiny booties, let's bring on my next guest.
Ooh.
Her name is Charmaine. Charmaine has a line of seasonings, Tony Neal, and they're no salt. This is great for people like me that suffer from hypertension. This is the type of stuff you need to be cooking with. And welcome to the show, Ms. Charmaine. Bradbury.
Hey, Charmaine,
how are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. Hi, Tony.
Come on, shoulders. Give it to him then. Come on, shoulders.
I'm freaking girl.
I am not
great
mad.
Morning.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. So I'm excited to talk to you ladies today. First of all, you guys are you both are not only entrepreneurs, but y'all are, you know, in your respective businesses. Talk to me about some of the things you had to overcome in your business, because you know Tony Neal, you're not only a podcaster, 15 million views, but you're also a hairstylist, a salon owner. What are some of the ups and downs as you embarked on business?
I think one of the biggest ups and downs, or just challenges, is. I feel like Black people are prepared for business, but not prepared for business, if that makes sense. Like, we have the foundation.
Yeah, give me that, because that's something that's real.
Yeah, we have that fortitude that's going to get us through, right? We're going to keep pushing. But as far as all of the technical know-how or the business strategy, we may not necessarily know all of that stuff, customer service and taxes, insurance, whatever. But that fortitude, we got that on lock. But for the most part, I would say that's the biggest issue, is understanding business. You have the passion and the drive, but you may not necessarily know how to structure it.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. Tune in to Rodney Perry Live. Wait a minute. Granny Wilds say yay to the big, yay to the tiny booties. Always a pleasure. And talk to me about this, Charmaine. You embarked on a field that not a lot of black people are in, period, even though we probably consume more of this stuff than anybody. But talk to me about embarking on this road with seasoning specifically, with no salt. Like, why do this?
Well, I did it for several reasons. After COVID and closing my restaurant, I had to figure out a way to pivot my business. During that time with establishing my restaurant, I lost quite a few family members. Most of them are related to health issues. And then myself, I began to struggle with hypertension and things of that nature. So I love food. I love to cook. I just had to figure out a way to enhance flavor and make food taste good, because we as a culture, we love food. We love to eat. And most of us love the unhealthy stuff. But anyways, I tried to figure out a way to remove the sodium, because that's one of the issues that plague a lot of our black people.
Yeah. We're addicted to sugar and salt. We're addicted to both sugar and salt. Yeah.
And those two are the number one killers in a lot of the different health ailments and illnesses: diabetes, hypertension, stroke, heart problems. And again, when I myself started to struggle with these issues, chronic hypertension, I was near stroke level, I had to figure out a way to do that. And so while I was opening the restaurant, I had already started using my seasoning, and it was quite a demand for it. So again, after COVID, I figured, you know what? After years of just kind of studying different healthy herbs, what they do for the body, what, you know, they incorporate good with, I developed the Betty Nicole's Gourmet Salt-Free Spice Collection.
Hey, Cole, so you salt-free. What about people that are addicted to salt? Are they going to like this? I mean, are the herbs enough for blacks?
Well, and that's the tricky part. For some, yes, and for some, no, because we've been so programmed into this high-sodium diet. Right. The one thing that I am confident about in my seasonings is they wake up the flavor, the natural flavor in foods, veggies, meats, what have you. And, you know, some people don't miss the salt. Some of us still have, you know, a little ways to go. And what I tell those people are, at least this way, when you're using my brand and you do decide to use salt, you know how much salt that you're placing on your food. And, you know, you become more aware of your intake versus just picking up something already processed or bottled that's packed with sodium. Everything's packed with sodium. Mm.
Very true. It's natural preservative. Now, I know what I found post-stroke is that I stopped using salt at the table, period. So I stopped pouring any salt on my food, but I still allowed myself to cook with it. So this is a great option. Which one should I start with? What should I start with?
So when we initially launched, we only had three flavors, which is our 9 herbs. It's a combination of 9 different delicious, healthy herbs, and it's all purpose. It's very robust.
She smell good as hell.
Yeah, it's very, very robust, and it's good for everything. Like, I put it on salads, popcorn, meats, veggies. That's the thing about the seasonings. Although there's 11 flavors, they're all purpose. They're versatile. So for the people that love to cook, you can mix and match, you know, sprinkle it on some different. You become the culinary artiste with these seasonings.
Now, Tony Neal, I was on your page stalking you.
We welcome.
First of all, your baby is gorgeous.
Oh, she's no longer a baby. She's a whole adult, but thank you.
How about that? Talk to me about that, because as I was watching her cook and act silly on the video, I was like, wow, Tony Neal got a grown-up, man. Like, how are you processing that?
Well, I think that right now, just trying to, I guess, figure out this role of being a consultant now, because, you know, you're a mom, but now you're like a consultant. I really can't tell her what to do all the time. And that's
you just advise.
But I advise very passionately. Let's say it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I had to catch myself. So one of my little mentees, right, she sent me a video. She's on stage. She's a comedian. She's on stage. And her and a guy are on stage in Alabama demonstrating a sex act. And I was so taken aback. I was like, yo, what are you doing, little girl? You know, but then I had to stop and go, wait, she's a grown woman. If she want to do what she want to do, it's kind of up to her. So I didn't say anything, but it really took me back a little bit.
Yeah, I think my kid, she's so much like me. It's scary. Like she's a little off, a little silly, but incredibly smart. And she's stubborn, but she can't lie. I don't know what that's about. She can't lie to save her life. She gets in trouble all the time because she can't lie. But you know,
I mean, what do you mean can't lie?
Like she's the only person I know who gave herself or got herself another ticket. She got pulled over. She got pulled over by the police and ended up telling on herself even more and it got an additional ticket. She's just like, wait, hold on. Let me go upstairs because I live right here and go get my insurance. And they look at the ID and they're like, well, this don't match. Her ID goes to my house because she just graduated from college. And she told, and they were like, hey, you got to make sure that your ID match. There's another ticket. You're welcome.
How about that? Wow. And who pays that? Does she pay? She pay it or?
He absolutely pays it. She has now her mom though. Her mom has connections.
Her mom is gonna pay.
No, her mom is gonna call her friends that work in the department to see what they can do to get it reduced. But she's still gonna have to pay that ticket.
Hey, Charmaine, talk to me about Betty Nicole, man.
Betty Nicole's was birthed out of grief. Betty was my grandmother who I lost. Due to different illnesses, three different cancers. Nicole was my sister, 29 years old. I lost her in 2014. Heart issues, diabetes. And so they are the driving force behind everything that I'm doing. Because losing a sibling so young and, you know, senseless to me for his health, it almost took me out. And then I too began to struggle because I had to figure out a way to channel the grief and the pain into a more positive way so that this doesn't happen to anyone else, so that I can tell my story and possibly stop people from just, you know, just eating so unhealthy to the point that we're burying you. Yeah, my grandmother was amazing. She loved to cook. She was a riot. She was just the funniest thing ever. The closest thing to me, losing her was definitely a dagger. And then again, my sister. Shortly after those two deaths, more of my first cousins who were like siblings. My cousin Monica, she passed away, health issues. I had a couple cousins that were murdered. And so I just had to figure out a way to move that grief into passion and to get out of my community and to educate and to try to help others. So yes, Betty Nicole's is a family established brand. And I think by me removing myself and putting them to the forefront, it gives me just that much more ump to keep going when I have obstacles or no's or things of that way. Because of them and my love for them, I just keep pushing. So, Betty Nicole's will be a household brand. We will be bringing back our brick and mortar restaurants, and we will be franchising through the South as well with our Chicago style cuisine, which is a healthier twist on the Chicago dishes.
All right. I'm not mad at that. And the seasonings really are dope, man. All right. I got two super dynamic ladies with me today. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Miss Toni Neal, Miss Charmaine Bradbury. Woo-hoo. I don't know if y'all been paying attention to what's been happening. First of all, rest in peace to the great Clarence Avant. He's known as the godfather of black entertainment. This man was integral in so many people's career.
He was.
I watched a documentary on Netflix, and I became aware of him because in my mind, I always thought it was Al Haymon was the black godfather. But this guy superseded who Al Haymon was. He was a great promoter. He's still a great promoter. But Clarence Avant, man, he just passed away, 92 years old. Tony Neal, any thoughts on the great Clarence Avon?
I too saw the documentary, and it's so funny because I really vibed with him because I do feel like I'm kind of like him in my circle. But and then I found out his birthday was really close to mine. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I think that we all February 17th. I think his is like February 22nd or something. But what I love about him is there's always going to be somebody who's the connector, you know. And, and everybody's like, well, who is the guy? That's the guy.
That's the guy.
He's the connector. And you always need one. There's always one, and they might be silent. Like, Rodney, you are a connector, too. You are. You've connected.
Yeah. I'm definitely, like, I'm definitely the link between a lot of people. Like I got friends that wouldn't be friends if they weren't my friend.
Mm.
If that make any sense.
Yeah.
Also, did y'all see this story? Michael Oher, the man at the it was the object of the movie The Blind Side, has come out. He said he was never adopted. He said he was tricked by the white family into what he called a conservatorship, and they took advantage of his name, image, and likeness.
Wow. Are we surprised?
I was just gonna say that. Can't say I'm surprised.
See, that I wasn't expecting that from y'all. You know what? This is the thing, ladies. Does he even make the NFL without these folks helping him? Because this guy was a booster. You know, like, we all need help. I'm sure those people helped him. You know, how do you go back 20 years later and complain?
Yeah.
Charmaine?
Well, I don't know. I think that it's give and take. I'm sure that they've helped him along the way. However, his God-given talents are his. I'm kind of on the fence about that. I don't really know how to feel about that because, I mean, that's just typically what you see. So I guess that's why my response was what it was.
Got it.
But I think that... Maybe something just happened that triggered him to just, you know, come out and make that announcement. But I think that it probably was an emotional type of rant thingy. You know what I mean? Just kind of something else triggered it, and now he wants to just kind of spill the beans.
Right. I am Tony Neal. Let's talk about it. I mean, the guy. I'm not choosing sides, and definitely not the side of the white man.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that there is something to be said for getting put in position. It's something to be said for having people connect you, putting you in the rooms.
Yeah.
And he got put in these situations by virtue of these folks that were his quote unquote parents for a number of years. Now he feels like they made money that they didn't share with him.
Yeah, listen, I got white friends. They know how to capitalize on everything. I mean, you hang out with them. You're like, that's a job? You get paid to do that? I think that that's just, it goes with their culture. They know how to get some money. They can squeeze some money out of anything, and they can find opportunity anywhere. And also, from a foster kid's perspective, you know, I got a little insight. When you're with, you know, random families, they really do feel like they own you. And
really,
they do. And I mean, I come from that environment where, you know, I had to clean every day. You know, I had maybe a different upbringing because maybe I didn't play football. But for the most part, you know, I definitely was woken up in the middle of the night to dance. I was on show. Yes, in front of my foster parents' family. Absolutely. I was popping and locking at midnight. You know what I mean? They had me on show. So, I mean, I feel like they do feel like they own you a little bit. So, I get it.
What were they Caucasian, the family?
No, they weren't Caucasian, but they had a little bit of money. You know,
and we all dance for the black family. I danced with my family, and they was my real family.
But you know what? If you're asleep at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night, and they're like, hey, bust a move.
It's dance time.
1,000 people. Yeah. And you are like, okay. I'll
shuck
a job, you know.
I'll shuck a job, yeah.
for some ice cream, you know. But being in that environment, they definitely do think that they, you know, they have a little bit of ownership over your talent.
How about that? That is so insane to me, but it's absolutely the truth. Godspeed Heifers is in the building. Granny Wilders, I see you. Victor Marshall, hold on, Tony Neal. You'll get it.
Charmaine, he calls me Tony Neal like it's a whole first name all the time.
Just one syllable.
Listen, he'll call me all the time. Hey, Tony Neal. I'm like, what kind of hello? Hello?
Yeah, one of those names. I get one of those. Is one of those names too.
Good. Just yeah, Tony Neal.
Good.
I love it.
Okay, so Victor Marshall is one of my faithful listeners. Victor Marshall is also a producer and a DJ. So Victor Marshall created a version of my theme song. Check this out. How about that?
Can you do my theme song? I need help. I want to hold a shucking job.
Gotta dance. You gotta dance for it.
Okay.
Great job, Victor. Appreciate you, bro. That was very, very dope. Very nice. Hey, I just Rodney Perry tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Charmaine Bradbury is in the building. I am Tony Neal. You can follow her on all social media. Talk to me, Tony, about the Smitty and D podcast, man. You guys are blowing up.
Oh, my gosh.
The views are going through the roof. 15 million. That's incredible.
Listen, we just released a video with Evelyn Braxton, and it's her first time talking about Tracy Braxton passing away.
I saw
and
that.
It was, you saw that?
Oh,
and
when you said that.
Yeah. And her response in the video is authentic. And what you guys may not know is there was a longer gap, a longer pause where she just kind of, she had to collect herself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beautiful thing about interviewing is you really get to tap into what's going on with someone's psyche at that particular time. And this lady is so graceful, so classy, and she's older. To see that she was just like trying to keep composure was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't think she really talked to anyone really outside of maybe her close personal friends and family on air about it. And so this is her first time talking about it on air, and we did have to edit it, you know, a little bit more, but I mean, it's, I can't imagine, I can't imagine burying a child. So.
Yeah, man.
That
video is
going crazy.
Yeah. That video is, and like you have a certain way about you. I had an opportunity to sit down and have a chat with you, Tony Neal. And this is what's dope about you. Hmm. First of all, your face don't lie. Your face, like I said a couple of years. I be saying wild stuff.
Okay, Charmaine, just so you know, I am a believer in letting people talk because you find out more about what's going on, right? So sometimes with these podcasts, everybody's talking, right? And then they want to invert or insert, excuse me, their opinion about what you just said instead of just letting that ride.
Right.
So if every time you say something, I'm on discount it with my opinion, what is this? This is not an interview. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So what I do is I let you go as crazy as you want to, and then I receive it, and then I kind of analyze. And so my facial features is when I'm analyzing the crazy.
Your shouts out to your producer, Mr. Keno Trice, man, my guy.
Yeah, listen, he's amazing.
The cutaways to Tony Neal's face.
It's so bad. I got one today. I think she's talking about, this is Evelyn Braxton too. And she says something so funny, and I couldn't even control myself. So, yeah.
I love it.
It was amazing. It was raw, very spiritual.
Yeah.
Very encouraging to kind of help others to, you know, just seeing her strength. It was really dope.
Yeah. Hey, Charmaine, here we go. Let's ask y'all some questions, man, because, you know, it's hard out there on them streets, man. Are you dating?
I am happily married. I'm a
so mother, you're not in the streets. Good for you.
No, I ain't in the streets. I didn't ran the streets long enough. So I have an amazing husband. We will be celebrating 9 years of marriage this November. I am a mother of 10. I birthed 6. And
hold
I
on, stop
bonus.
Right there. Stop right there. You a mother? Well, we have 6.
What?
Well, I can't even talk bad about you. You have 6 and your husband brought, so you have 10 children. How old is, give me the oldest to youngest.
oldest 32-9.
Wow. Come on. And you dropped six out of your
cootie. I have two daughters that are 20 years apart.
Don't do it, Rodney. Don't do it.
I have four boys and two daughters.
Good for you, man. So, yes, I mean, are you concerned?
Five kids, natural.
Would you consider a rejuvenation?
No, don't answer that. I'm fine. Don't. I have no complaints.
Don't answer that.
No complaints.
Good for you.
don't get set up by Rodney.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all something. This is none of y'all business, but I'm going to say it. I'm 52 years old and my balls are so low.
Way too much information. Way too much. Yeah.
No, when I was a young man.
No, listen, it's okay to keep secrets, sir.
When I was young, keep all the secrets you want.
Please do.
So I go to use the bathroom the other day, Tony Neal. And I'm saying
myself, directed to me.
Hold on. I go. I'm thinking to myself, it's cold. It's a little chilly, you know. Turn out my balls is in the water.
In the water. Oh, God. You need to empty them more to lift them.
Don't keep it going.
Oh my goodness. Now that was so left field. I didn't expect that at all.
And that's what we do.
On another note, Rodney, the plug's lawyer, Miss Tiffany Simmons, told me to tell you hello this morning.
Oh, I know. Tiffany, what's up, kid? Oh, wow. That's great. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go, guys. This or that. This or that. That's the game we're about to play. It's called This or That. Very easy. All you got to do is I'm going to give you two things. You tell me which one you'll do. All right, Charmaine, snitch or go to jail?
I'm going to jail.
Really? You will take the rap for somebody?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm going on down.
You know what? I do Charmaine with the hood. She ain't playing. All right.
Well, I'm from the west side of Chicago, so that.
Say no more. All right. I got another one for you then after that. Okay. You're from the west
side. I'm from Detroit. Okay. I still.
You from Detroit? I am Tony Neal. You from Detroit?
I'm from Detroit.
Or go to jail.
I'm snitching. I'm not going to. No, thank you. No, ain't nobody worth going to for my life. Oh, you're crazy.
Okay.
No, pass.
All right, Charmaine. Harold's Chicken or Uncle Remus?
Give me Uncle Remus.
That's just because you're from the west side. That's only because you're from the west side.
Hey, I got to stay true to mine. I'm very loyal now.
I'm not mad at that. All right. I am Tony Neal.
I'm scared.
A Detroit man or a Atlanta man?
Oh, Detroit all day. These Atlanta guys.
I'm with her on that one.
Yeah, nah. I like the way men from the north move, you know. Hey, yo, what's up? You know, I like to know where I stand, okay? These men down here, they just stare and stalk you. You know, they don't really speak. So I let me know. Like, I like a forceful man. I'm really?
Sorry.
Yeah, I do. I want to know where I stand. You like me? I want to know. You know what I mean?
Is that something that's true for you because you grew up with, you know, because you have your father, your relationship?
Yeah. I think I like a very decisive man. And I find that some of the men down here are not as decisive. So the whole staring and looking and, you know, it can get a little annoying. But, you know, men from Detroit, you know when they like you. You walk in and they own you, you know.
They own you.
I like that.
I'm the opposite. I kind of settled down with he's not from Atlanta, but he's from Georgia. And I think that the opposite really attracted, it worked really well for us.
Mm.
Okay.
I think you're right, because I'm more quiet. I'm more like, I like
so
when
you need
they come
that
in.
Balance.
Oh, yeah, that masculine,
you need somebody
strong
to come in with it. Yeah.
I want that energy, you know?
I gotta be honest, though.
Tony Neal, when you came out to the comedy club to see my show, dudes was really like, who is that?
I mean,
really low-key, like, sweating you.
He's like, no, you know.
I'm just saying, you know. But then my sister was like, oh, time to go. So we killed all that.
All right. Canikin TV says, say that, Tony. All right. Okay, here we go, guys. Tony Neal. Makeup or makeup or fresh face?
Ooh. I can use a good beat. I love a good beat. You know what? I'm gonna say makeup, because fresh face, I mean, I could do that all day. But it's something about sitting there and drawing on your eyebrows. It just humbles you. You know what I mean? Well, you gotta put fake hair on your lashes. That's a humbling.
That's take it to another level. I tell guys all the time, because you know, I meet a lot of guys. They're like, man, he's gonna wear so much makeup. I'm like, you love makeup. You love it. Because you probably ain't never seen your lady without it or something.
For real. Like, let me go out there looking crazy. It. You never wear it?
No, you don't. I never wear it. Thank you. But I think when you
do wear it, people pause. People stop and go, yo, hey, old girl, super pretty today for some reason. I don't understand why.
Super pretty today.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone else thinks it, but I don't feel that way. With the makeup, I feel like I look like someone else. You know, I've only had it once to do a photo shoot, a professional shoot, and it just felt caked on like too much. I just give me a little gloss and let me go ahead.
But you know what? Real talk, most people that I know from Detroit, Chicago, they kind of like that though. They're real barefaced. They might wear lip gloss or something like that and some mascara, but they're not doing all this extra stuff that we do here in Atlanta. You know. We getting photo shoot beats going to the grocery store and
the gym. Absolutely.
We're wearing some lip gloss and foundation.
Charmaine, you're here in Georgia.
Yes.
And so is Tony Neal. Okay, let me hit y'all with this one. This or that. Publix or Kroger?
Publix.
I'll say Publix. Tony Neal, you say Kroger?
Yeah, I say Kroger. Or I would even go so far as to say Trader Joe's or Aldi. That should have been
Aldi. I grew up on Aldi. Aldi in Chicago. Aldi is like discount. Like, that's damn near, you know, poor food.
Well, I grew up on Aldi. It was like canned goods with like 13 cent a can.
You would be shocked. The level of chemicals and stuff that's in the food that Aldi and Trader Joe's don't allow.
Somebody like, said Wegmans.
What's that? Is that like a
That's on the West Coast, I think. But I mean, we are in Georgia. I'm a Publix guy. And how about this? I take it one step further too, ladies. I only go to my Publix. Like, I don't go to other Publix.
Like,
I'm looking for shit. I know everything is in my puzzle. I know what aisle it's on. And if I don't, they know me, my people, and I'm just that guy.
I love Publix. Yeah. Their customer service is impeccable. And that's what I'm about, customer service. I don't want to go somewhere where, you know, I'm not greeted or, you know, with Publix, you say, hey, where is this at? They don't say, go down this aisle. They're going to take you to it. Mm-hmm. The quality of produce.
I don't like them taking me there. I get there. I
don't want to. If you need assistance,
they'll help you. Yeah.
And then when they ask me, do I want help with my bag out? I'd be like, do you need to get outside?
If you need to get away, accept it. Come on, take my stuff out.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't like people following me like that. I'm paranoid like that. Anyway.
But shout out to their hot bar. Have y'all had their Mardi Gras wings? They're amazing.
Who?
Am I the only one?
Publix. I love those.
The baked with the little spice to it? Yes. I like that.
Yes.
I like those.
Especially when it's like a little darker, a little charred.
And how about this? They won't sell you the mugs either. How about that?
You said they won't sell you?
They will not sell you the big giant wings they sell behind the bar.
Oh.
Like, if you look at the regular wings they sell, you buy eight different wings than the wings that they sell.
Okay. Gotcha.
And how about this? Because I just found this out that Publix has a secret menu of sandwiches that they don't tell people about.
Oh. Yes.
This is all fat boy knowledge. I know all kind of stuff. They have a secret menu of stuff. All right. right, let's this or that. Y'all get, I'm getting off track. This or that. All right.
I got questions.
This or that. Light skin or dark skin, or doesn't matter?
Oh, doesn't matter. Are we talking dark. About like dark? Are we talking about men?
Or whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, it doesn't
dark
matter.
Dark skin for me.
You like dark skin?
Really? You prefer a dark man?
Yeah, I do.
Any particular reason?
Because I'm light. I don't want a yellow man. I dated yellow men, but it's just not my thing. Again, I'm all with this opposite attract thing, so I'm feeling that, you know, if I'm this, you got to be that.
How about that?
I am an equal opportunity torturer. If you want to just come through and get tortured, come on through. I don't care what
come
color
on
you
through.
Are.
Yeah, most what I find with lighter complected men, too much prince and pretty boy. I don't need a man that think he's finer than me, you know.
You don't
so
think
yeah.
that, do you?
That's
don't
just
think
my
that,
opinion.
All right,
well,
ladies, it's time for some trivia. It's time for some trivia. Here we go.
Let's go.
Charmaine Bradbury. Which rapper released the album Good Kid, Mad City?
Good Kid, Mad City. Have no idea.
That is Kendrick Lamar. I know that's a lot.
It's not even okay, an age group. Okay.
I would have got that so wrong.
I know some of his music, but I'm not familiar with the album. I've heard,
all right,
you know.
All right, Tony Neal.
Yeah.
What dance move became popular after Michael Jackson's Thriller music video?
It wasn't the moonwalk, so it was
not the moonwalk. It was not the moonwalk.
A dance move that
you're thinking along the right lines, though.
I can't think of the name of
was it in the video?
It was the thing that the zombies were doing.
Yeah,
this one or the
with the yeah.
That shit became popular.
Okay, what's the name of it?
I had it right here, and they call it.
But was it this?
The zombie dance. They call it the zombie dance.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay. Charmaine Bradbury.
Yes, sir.
Who is known as the Queen of Hip Hop Soul?
Aretha Franklin, isn't it?
I'm gonna give you a chance. I'm gonna give you a chance to answer that again.
The Queen of. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell
hip-hop,
me one more time.
Hip Hop Soul.
Oh, Mary J. Blige, of course.
Mary J. Blige.
That's my girl.
You just do sign language, Tony Neal. Did you do sign? Did you give her the answer?
I like that. Thanks, Tony. No, thanks, Tony Neal.
Right. Not you too, Charmaine.
All right, Tony Neal. You know the answer to this.
Uh-oh.
What artist released the hit song Hotline Bling?
No, you know I don't know this mess.
You know
Hotline Bling?
Oh,
is this like a new song?
This
he's
is
a light-skinned guy.
And he's a like, big, he's a
is
big,
this
he's,
Drake?
He, it is Drake. It is Drake. Shout out.
Yeah. You said
all right.
Light skin.
Tony Neal, since you want to answer all the questions.
King of
the Internet, Charmaine. What's the actor that played Neo in The Matrix?
Oh, is it Keanu Reeves? What's his
Keanu.
Name?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's close enough. That's close enough. You hit that mother with the Keanu, the good black version.
I know a Keanu.
You know, I know a Keanu too. That's funny. All right. Moving on, ladies. Of course, we saw this last week.
Right here.
It's a lot. It's a lot. This happened in Montgomery, Alabama, a city with a black mayor, a city with a black police chief, and relatively little violence than we would have saw in a lot of other cities. The gentleman that wielded the chair, he hit several people over the head and the face with the chair. He has been charged. And as we unpack this thing, do you anticipate more civil unrest as a result? Tony Neal.
Yeah, absolutely. Led by folding chairs. It's going to happen. I just posted something about, I think it was Malcolm X saying, you know, once we decide to fight together and support one another, it's the only way this is going to change.
Yeah.
You're going to have to join in. And when you see people being, you know, abused, you're going to have to jump in and help. It's just what it is.
Wow.
Shout out to them. I mean, I had mixed emotions, but, you know, my initial reaction was like, beat them, get them, you know, but after you see it, you're like, okay, violence is still violence. And you don't ever want to see anybody get hurt.
Violence is violence, and violence begets violence. Mm-hmm. Charmaine, I mean, when you see this whole thing unfold in front of our eyes, and you black in America, and we've seen so many times that black people got videotaped and nobody did anything, George Floyd.
They just
How does this make you feel? Talk to me, Charmaine.
Unfortunate situation. I was on the fence about it because I think that I was proud to see our people stand up for the man that, you know, was beaten. Like Tony said, you know, violence is violence. It's just like sin. Sin, for every sin, there's a penalty. So, yes, I was proud that, you know, they stepped in and did what they're supposed to do. And I really honestly encourage that more. What we've seen a lot when people are being harmed or hurt, everybody wants to pull out their phone and record. Some people are afraid to help, you know, and then you have others that will rather just get some content than to try to step in. So it's a tricky situation. I feel like everyone did what they had to do. The chair wielding, although honestly it was kind of funny at first, because I got that comic side of me. You know, he was charged. That's his penalty. He did what he did. That was the penalty. And, you know, it just got out of hand.
I think we're gonna have way more incidents like this happening. I really,
I wouldn't be surprised, Tony Neal, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm remembering Medgar Evers, I'm remembering Emmett Till, and the fact that nobody was around when the things happened to them that happened to them. Mm-hmm. And so you got to think, if the rest of those people weren't there, they would have beat that dude to a pulp.
Yeah, yeah.
They may have murdered him on that dock.
Yeah.
If nobody was around.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's concerning to me.
You know, a fun fact to think about is our country is built with some of the most docile black people ever live. And people don't realize how it was funneled through.
Is it docile? I don't know if I like that word, Tony.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what it is. So, you know, when they were bringing the slaves over, they would stop in Jamaica. And so only the most docile, you know, white supporting slaves could really go to America. They were trained in Jamaica. So we have a group of folks in this country that are innately not going to fight or battle white people, and we don't realize it. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah. What I found interesting is that was a slave port, that area where everything happened.
Where they were, where they
And so there was a lot of emotions going on. I also heard that Donald Trump had recently visited Montgomery. It's just the white privilege, the audacity for me. I'm just so sick of it. You know, I wish there was a different way to handle that. And I hope that we discover new ways, but it's the audacity for me. It was just a simple situation. Move the boat, let them dock, and everybody could have went on about their merry way.
We should have been at the end of the day,
it was a parking spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just saying we should have been fighting back. This is just one moment, but there's going to be several because too many people saw it. Too many people were too proud. So, this is definitely going to continue.
Wow, man. I think you're absolutely right. As we unpack this, it's like it's a lot, man.
It's a lot.
And I asked myself, like, Rodney Perry, would you have had the wherewithal to jump in that water, swim across that moat? And I got to be honest, I ain't a strong swimmer.
You would have been like, boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop. Somebody would have had to get me out of there. I would have jumped because I would have felt like I was good. But once I got halfway,
you would have needed to be saved too.
Somebody would have had to, some white man would have had to jump in the water and save me.
He would have drowned because they would have been too busy getting beat.
When he grabbed me, I would have took him down. We'd died together.
Yeah.
I think that was a proud moment for the culture. I just wish that we can get together on more positive things like fixing our health and taking better care of ourselves. Because everything about you stems from that. How you feel inside, what are you feeding your body? It's going to dictate the way you feel, your emotions, how you talk to people, handle people. And a lot of us run from the healthy conversations, but I'm here to just keep putting it in their faces because I care about our people. And this is my way. This is my way of service. You know, I'm very spiritual and I am a Christian. And so this is my way to serve. And so that's why I stand on, I'm just screaming, salt free. Now I do have a target audience and I know, but I'm still targeting my other audiences because those are the ones that matter. The people that are already health conscious and eating great, amazing. But I'm trying to pull in those ones that are so programmed on what they grew up on or what, you know, that thing.
This Cajun smell good as hell. I'm going to go up here and sprinkle
this. Where is mine? I want my seasoning.
I'm about to go sprinkle this lady later on tonight.
Cajun is amazing. It became one of our top sellers. Everyone loves it. Tony, I can get you some. I actually emailed you a sponsorship request at smittyandd@gmail.com.
Oh, yes, okay. Ma'am. Well, I'll go check it out. Or Nikki will.
I'll get a hold of you. But the seasonings are available on my website and they will be in retail stores soon.
Yay.
I love that. So what's the game? What's the game in terms of like seasoning? Do you got to hook up with a Lowry's or a big distributor? Like what's the game? Like how can we help you get to where you're going?
Just help me by helping promoting. I'm looking for sponsors, investors. I don't know if I want to I'm trying to do my own brand. I don't mind collaborating.
Who is Andrea Ward? Anybody know who that is?
Yes, Andrea Ward. That's a great friend of mine.
Okay, yeah. Andrea, hello. Are you there?
I am. How you doing? Good morning.
You know Charmaine Bradbury?
Yes, I do. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yes. Uh-oh.
So, okay. I'm like, how'd she get the code?
You done snuck in. I think I may have sent the wrong link.
Uh-oh, sorry.
Chilling, okay.
Come on in the room.
Hey, Miss Andrea, talk to us about Charmaine and why you like her.
I love her. She has a wonderful personality. She's a go-getter. She's an awesome, outstanding entrepreneur, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can from her. Yes.
Now I got to ask you this, Andrea. Now, you look like you're fine. What you sitting on?
Oh, my sofa. Give me one second.
What's she about to do? I don't know if I want to see what she going to do.
She about to dance for us?
I don't know what she's going to do.
You didn't ask for it. I think I sent her the wrong link. She should be watching. Thanks, Andrea.
All right. Join us. And just in time, our third guest is finally among us. And she is fresh faced today. How are you, Miss Sherelle?
Hi.
No, I wanted you guys to be specifically because you're all business women. Miss Sherelle, you do taxes, you tax prepare, among other things. Talk to me about some of your businesses that you embark on.
Just jump right into it, huh? Well, hello, ladies.
Hey, Queen.
I still have coal in my eyes. I set the alarm clock I'm here on Pacific time. It's 7 a.m. And I
it's
knew
not seven,
I
was almost 8.
Okay. Well, you know, I was watching the clock and just all of a sudden it just didn't. Alexa didn't come on.
Shrill, you don't have to explain. I'm glad you're here. That's what matters.
Oh, I was getting into a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, like Rodney Perry said, I am a professional tax preparer. I've been doing taxes for over 10 years now. I'm actually studying to be a licensed CPN, which the exam is really
what intense. Is that? What is CPN?
Certified personal accountant.
CPA.
CPA. I'm thinking about CPN because I just watched something about CPNs. That's what I mean. CPA. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
But we know what CPNs are, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm not doing CPNs. No, a lot of people doing the CPNs. I'm not doing the CPNs.
All right, before we go, guys, we're down the home stretch of the show. We're almost done. One quick hour. But Ms. Sherelle has just joined us. So I don't know what y'all did when y'all was little kids and came in this time. It's time for a spelling bee. That's right.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Y'all smart
ladies. So we're going to give y'all some words. Now, the words I gave the girls last week, they was like, Rodney, you gave us some really hard words. And I did give the most commonly misspelled words last week. But I'm giving y'all the 7th and 8th grade spelling bee words today. Who wants to go first? Terrell?
No, you keep cutting me off. Let somebody else go. I'll get right into a spelling summit. He'll cut me right back off.
Miss Sherelle, you're an accountant, so here goes a good word.
No, I said I don't want to go first. You said you
it's too late,
first.
Too late, too late.
I said, I'm no, I don't want to go
calling you first. I'm calling you first.
No, call on one of the other ladies.
With this auto spell on our phone, I don't think anybody knows
how to word spell. Is budget. Spell the word budget.
Budget? Like D-U-D-G-E-T? This is for
Ms. Sherelle. Hold on, Ms. Tony Neal.
Oh, sorry.
This is for Sherelle. Budget.
Tony Neal. I love it.
Even though I don't know how to budget, B-U-D-G-E-T.
Budget. Well done. All right. All right. You did. You killed that. And you now have $100,000. Well done. All right.
Send it to me.
I am Tony Neal. For $125,000. Spell the word voucher.
Voucher. Like what kind of voucher? Like a coupon voucher? Is it like yes. V-O-U-C-H-E-R?
Voucher. Oh, snap! $125,000. All right.
I got it.
You got it.
Charmaine Bradbury. Charmaine Bradbury. Here we go. You may have the. No. I'm going to give you this one. Here's the word. It's only 5 letters. And if you've been dealing with men in your life, you've had at least one person that qualifies as this. Inept. Spell the word inept.
Inept.
INAPT. I misheard you. I'm sure that was wrong, though. take another stab at it. Inept. Inept.
Inept. Well, if it's not I, is it E?
Inept.
Are you spelling it? You spelling the word again?
Inept. E-N-A-P-T.
I-N.
I-A-N.
I-N-E.
Who? Wait a minute, what?
You know what?
I thought you said that.
She said I-N-A-P-T. It's not A-P-T, it's I-N-E-P-T. I-N-E-P-T.
E-P-T.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
Tony Neal for $500,000.
I can't do this.
Spell the word dilemma.
D-I-L-E-M-A. Dilemma?
I'm going to give you one more stab at it, Tony.
Okay. All right. D-I-L-E-M-M-A, or?
Yeah, that is correct. Tony Neal got $1 million. There are no losers in this game. Okay. All right, Miss Sherelle.
No, I'm leaving.
You have proven to be a world-class speller.
I'm leaving.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Miss Sherelle, spell the word for $1 million. The word you spell is mayhem.
Oh.
Mayhem.
Can I have it in a sentence?
The man robbed a bank and wreaked mayhem on the customers. Mayhem.
Mayhem. Maybe you should say mayhem.
No, that's wrong.
That's not the right word.
Not at all.
I'm trying to help her spell it out.
Mayhem. Are you spelling it?
Sherelle, you so funny.
You mute yourself. What's wrong with you, man? Come on, Sherelle. Mayhem is easy. I gave you an easy one. $1 million. Get this paper, Sherelle.
Like Papa Mayhem, Mama Mayhem, Mayhem. Oh.
Mayhem. Bad kids cause mayhem.
M-A-Y-H-I-M.
I'm going to give you one more shot at that. It is not H-I-M, for the record. Mayhem.
Mayhem.
M-A-Y.
Ham.
H.
It ain't ham either. It ain't mayhem.
It's like him, but not him. But like him.
I-E-M, I think.
Bradbury, please don't help. Bradbury, don't help. Because you don't know how to spell.
We have all been.
I you don't get me out. I will spell it.
M-A-Y-H-Y.
Mayhem.
H-E-M. M-A-Y-H-E-M. M-A-Y-H-E-M.
Okay. M-A-Y-H-E-M.
All right, and finally, I am Tony Neal.
Oh, me? I thought we were done.
One more.
I thought we were done.
These are words we never use, Rodney, by the way.
That's beside the point. You should be able to spell these words. And you know what? You know what I should let y'all do? I should let y'all look up words and try to make... I can spell like a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's do it.
I'm a speller, so you'd be hard pressed.
Definitely. That was one of the.
I know how to spell definitely. We had this word last week, and Coco Brown spelled it wrong. So
spell super alacatifoscious.
I got that. I really do got that. All right. Tony Neal for $2 million.
Oh, I'm in the millions. Okay.
Oh yeah. Spell horrific.
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 I use that all the time.
Okay. You use the word horrific all the time?
Horrific.
Really? I don't know if I believe that.
Because everything that's going on this planet is horrific.
H-O-R-R-I-F-I-C.
Tony Neal. For
$2 million. That's an easy word. Tricky, now spell defiant.
Defiant. D-E-F-I-A-N-T.
Definitely.
I know how to spell definitely, though. You don't believe
me? Spell it then. Don't look it up. You looking it up, you're cheating.
Yeah.
I'm writing it. D-F-I-N-I-T-L-Y.
Spell success.
Rodney.
Success.
Rodney, you didn't spell definitely correct.
He did not.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. That's not what you said.
It's not E-L-Y, it's L-Y. Look it up. It's one of the most commonly misspelled words in the world. I know this. I did it last week on the show.
Spell correspondent.
I seen it too. I seen Coco Brown.
It's a person.
I said correspondent.
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 Go ahead,
Mr. Perry.
You're
off the chain.
P-H-E-C-H-A-I-N.
Bring it back.
Hey, we should be getting some business questions over here. Not spelling questions.
Hey, I just thought it was just a cute little game, guys. Thank you for kicking with me today. My name is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Tony Neal came through and rocked with us today. Miss Sherelle came in and just killed the last 10 minutes of the show.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We missed you, girl.
Oh, you had to always dispute when I say something. Anyway, Charmaine Bradbury and the seasonings are nothing short of amazing. Thank you, sis, for sharing.
Thank you. Yes, yeah.
And
you love
it. It's all holistic and very dope. You know, Miss Sherelle is real earthy and oily. Okay, here we go. Before we go, Miss Sherelle, how do we stay in touch?
Definitely. You can follow me on all social media, Instagram, MZ_Sherelle1. On Facebook, it's Sherelle Pierce. You can check me out on the Kevin Hart, LOL Network, Sirius XM on The Quake Show. I have a show coming up in Chicago Laugh Factory. That's going to be, don't quote me on a date, but I believe it's September the 8th, 7th and the 8th. So you definitely can catch me there, Chicago, if you know, want to come and laugh with your girl, Chicago Laugh Factory.
Yo, so you're not going to talk about your other show that I'm producing?
Well,
Creative Hustle, that's the same weekend.
Oh, no, it's not. You can actually catch me on a dope show on Tubi that Rodney Perry is one of the producers on. Thank you, Rodney Perry. He's also the host. And that's September the 24th. So I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back in Chicago the end of September because I thought I was going to come back on here. You know, September the 24th, Creative Hustles, dope lineup. This going to be on Tubi. Shout out to, I'm messing up his name.
Jay Davis.
Please don't hold it to my heart. You know, hold it to my head, not my heart, because I just woke up. But Jay Davis, shout out to Jay Davis and the team for giving me this opportunity. Rodney Perry for definitely making it happen. I'm very excited. It's a very great, dope lineup. You have Damon Williams on the ticket.
You don't know all the whole lineup, so just don't try.
I actually do, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't say them all. Anyway.
I do know the whole lineup.
Charmaine Bradbury. How do we?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Charmaine Bradbury, of course, at Betty Nicole Chicago on the go. You can also find my salt free spice collection at www.BettyNichols.com. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Jacqueline Glass. She's a great friend of mine, a 60-year-old woman who reversed her diabetes and chronic hypertension. I'm now a proud partner of Sisters at the Well, where we go every year out of the country to discuss wellness and health. And that's called the Girlfriends Getaway. Last year we did St. Martin. This year we're taking the seasonings to Montego Bay this October. Hey. So we're very, very excited about that new partnership. And so, yeah, follow me. I've become a new content creator. I got a vast amount of following. All of this is new to me. I have cooking videos, recipes, and so much more. So y'all follow your girl.
I love that. And finally, the one of the proprietors.
Miss Tony Neal. Of
the show. I had a chance to be on the show, and it's an honor and a privilege to have her on this show. She goes by I Am Tony Neal. Tony Neal, how do we stay in touch?
You guys can look at our show. We're everywhere, Smitty and D. Smitty is my father. D is me. So I'm actually Tony D on the show. And then if you want to follow me directly, I am Tony Neal on Instagram and possibly, I think, TikTok. Not sure. I don't know. But just follow Smitty D and you'll be fine.
Hey, and also, Tony Neal, you're also a consultant, am I right? A social media consultant.
I feel like I am. You want my top 10? I feel like I know so much. If you guys want some help with your social media. The biggest thing, because we just had a algorithm change on Instagram, make sure that your, I feel like I need to do a reel right now. Hey guys, five ways to get more followers on Instagram.
People don't do it. You should do it.
Yeah. But the biggest one is get a longer description in your script, your descriptions for your reels. Make sure you're always doing reels. Make sure that you're using emojis. Hashtags are out. Longer descriptions are really good. If you can't use it or you can't figure it out, go to ChatGPT and put in the information. You're good. And then also make sure whenever you're posting anything, you have subtitles because people can't always hear. So they need to read. So those major things.
You said hashtags are out?
Hashtags are out. Longer descriptions are in.
Let me ask you this, Tony Neal. What about for reels, thumbnails? No?
I'm not really good with the thumbnail stuff, but, you know, the reels, I'm on it. So I would say anything less than a minute is good. You have to think about your ratio. If you have a shorter video and they watch 7 seconds of it, it's going to get higher rank than if you have a minute long video and they watch 7 seconds. So make sure that those videos are a little bit shorter. Make sure you have your subtitles. Also do they're called jump cuts. Jump cuts is when you remove the space when someone's talking, remove the jump cuts, you know, cause everybody has ADHD and I would say longer descriptions. That's the biggest thing.
Wow. That's big. That's a nice little tidbit. Go ahead, Ms. Sherelle.
What about the timing, the time that you post?
Yeah, so for me, and this is really the secret sauce. Like, I feel like I'm about to really give up a secret. For me, mine is 10:05 or 10:06. You can't post at 10 anything or 9 anything because everybody's flooding the internet with everything. So what you're going to do is you're going to go 3, 5, 7 minutes after the top of the hour. That way you don't get lost in the sauce with the bulk of everybody else who's coming on. So I typically post
a nice little tidbit. I'd never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
The reason why, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
The reason why I asked, because I noticed that when I post at certain times, I get more views. But so yesterday, what I did was I went in my insights to see who my audience was. And it said, Facebook said my audience majority is Chicago. So I need to be posting that time. On Instagram, my audience is Los Angeles. And what's so crazy, Los Angeles and Atlanta, Georgia. Like, I was just like,
wherever you're physically at, you're going to get more people there, I think. But you were in Chicago for a number of years, so you probably still have followers there.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, is who you're talking to. So if you're communicating with people that are from Chicago in your DMs or even in your comments, it's going to push that stuff to them first.
Okay. Because I was like, couldn't figure out, like, why would
and it then be their in, friends.
Yeah, yeah. Why would it be in Atlanta? I don't even be there like that. But I do talk to Rodney and a couple of other people from there a lot, you know, and they share my reels and stuff like that. So, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So it's going to be pushed. Your content is going to be pushed first to the people that you're closest to.
So check it out. 5 a.m.
This is a whole show.
This is a whole show. 5 a.m. is the best time to post here.
Yeah. And 10 a.m. is the best time to post for us.
Where you at?
I'm in Atlanta.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So 10:06, 10:05. And if you can't do 10, do 9:06, 9:05. Yeah.
Right. But not at the top of the hour. Not at the top of the hour.
Do not do it at 9 o'clock. No.
Charmaine, nope. You seem like you got a question. What you trying to get in?
Yeah, there was one thing I forgot to mention. Thank you so much for those tips, Tony. But Inspiring Change is a new documentary that's coming out that focuses on Black women's health. It's found the director is Jacqueline Glass. I will be featured in that documentary. I think it's going to come out this fall. So this is basically encouraging Black women to live better and be better. So be on the lookout for Inspiring Change. Yeah,
come back on when you got a date, though. Come back on. We'll talk about it when you got a date.
Yes.
Great. Sounds good.
Hey, y'all. Once again, my name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I am Tony Neal. Came through and smashed the show today. Well done. And she won $2 million. Shouts out to Miss Sherelle, who is not a strong speller, and also
you just got here. He's going in so hard.
He's been going Charmaine, in since I logged in. I don't know if you got a problem with me, but we can handle it.
Also, Charmaine Bradbury with
we're
the
both season. From Chicago.
These are all my friends, and I love them more than they actually know. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for we're Midwest in the house.
Yes,
Midwest.
And shout out to all
of you. Another sign.
Hey. All right, that's our show. Let's get out.
America's number one funny man. What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.